This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. A court order is forcing the landfill that takes most of Atlanta's waste to close at the end of this year. Area residents call it a legal triumph of local organizers over big business. Others say it will cripple waste disposal services in the region. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
To Patricia Curry and her neighbors, this is a straightforward David and Goliath story. Local organizers defeat a garbage behemoth in court. Landfill closes. Everybody celebrates. Curry and her husband live in a spacious subdivision called the Enclave at Cherokee Forest. Their two-story home sits on a sprawling plot of land surrounded by trees. On this day, the weather is crisp and fresh. There's not even a whiff of the landfill just over the horizon. Curry says to appreciate how bad it can get, you have to imagine Georgia in the summer. Stultifying, hot, and humid. The first day Curry smelled it, she had no idea what the stench was.
In my mind, I'm thinking, like, what if people come over and we're trying to cook out and stuff? It's like tons and tons of garbage and the fumes and gases going off of it. I mean, it's not an environment for people to live in, you know, constantly every day.
With the help of some local politicians and public interest lawyers, Curry and her neighbors got organized. They took the company that owns Live Oak Landfill to court. And after nearly 20 years of collecting Atlanta's trash, the landfill was ordered to close. Curry is overjoyed.
This is not an area for a landfill to me. It's getting too residential. Maybe years ago, it might have been, you know, okay, but now it's more and more subdivisions going up.
If Curry and her neighbors are David, this is Goliath. The Live Oak Landfill looms over the horizon like a monument. It's not a sprawling, flat expanse of trash. It's a mountain. Most of the site is covered in dirt and grass. One section takes trash at any given time. That part is easy to identify. The sky directly over it swirls with flocks of seagulls, pigeons, and soaring black buzzards. Tractors and earth movers crawl across the face, sending flocks into the air each time they move. It's a feat of engineering with roads, ponds, sunken gas wells, and flares that burn 24 hours a day. Brad Gardner is vice president of Waste Management, the company that owns the site. He says the David and Goliath analogy is easy when you're talking about trash. Nobody hesitates to portray a landfill as a villain. But Live Oak, he says, is actually an asset to the community.
We work very closely with our community that is nearby to us. We've corrected the problems that were at the root of the problem. So we really still feel that it's more political in nature.
He says Live Oak has stopped taking the sewage sludge that caused the odor problems. The company has invested millions of dollars in technology to control the gas that can be so stifling. So why is the site being shut down? He thinks a few environmental violations were blown out of proportion so that local politicians could tout a victory in a highly charged election cycle.
This site, for the prior 10 years, had received some of the highest ratings of any disposal site across the state. This site won a national award given by Municipal Solid Waste Association. So you have a site that's been regularly getting inspected, we're graded very high, then suddenly, out of nowhere, we get shut down.
Gardner says closing the landfill before it reaches capacity is like issuing a permit for a 10-story building, then telling the builders they have to stop at 7. Derek Bozeman is unmoved. He's the city councilman representing the area surrounding the Live Oak landfill.
Why is it that all of the waste coming from the most distant parts of this county end up right here in our front yards, in our backyards? That's wrong, and we need to do something about it.
Live Oak is one of 6 landfills in the neighborhood, and by far the largest. Bozeman thinks his district has been targeted because it's mostly black and working class. He knows that Waste Management has appealed the court's ruling in an attempt to stay open, and he says he's ready for the fight.
We knew that Waste Management did not intend to allow a ragtag, yet well-organized group of citizens to stand between it and the millions of dollars that it can make. But we have a high school with over 1,000 young people in that community, and they deserve the right to be free of this landfill.
Landfill operators say it's the children who will suffer when the neighborhood loses the jobs and income that Live Oak provides. And they say the whole city will have traffic and air pollution problems when the waste has to be trucked outside of the city. It's David Scott's job to lessen that impact. He's Public Works Commissioner for the City of Atlanta.
Everybody wants us to pick it up, but nobody wants us to put it down in our backyards.
He says with Atlanta alone producing 250,000 tons of trash a year, it's going to have to go somewhere. It's up to the community to decide where. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Atlanta.